This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Sue, I did put that lovely note written by my daughter. It wasn't exactly scribble, but she's just in fifth grade, so you have to, you know, forgive the spelling
errors.
It's
really sweet.
It is sweet. For mom's birthday, Rebecca Reardon. I won't say the age, of course, but she was born at 9/11. You know, that was one for a while we didn't really celebrate on 9/11, if you know what I mean.
Gosh.
We have John Ziegler coming up after the top of the hour. TJ Moe will talk politics and probably a little football, since he used to play football for Mizzou. Phil Holloway, Fox News legal analyst in Atlanta, is with us this afternoon. Phil, how are you? I mean, it's been a crazy day and a half, hasn't it?
Man, it really has. Great to be with you, although I'm sorry to have to be on your show with all the just terrible, awful things that are happening in the news today, but always a pleasure.
What do you think, you know, at this point, I was explaining to the audience that earlier this afternoon, I think it was around 1 o'clock, it appeared as if they were going to do some sort of briefing from Utah, and then they put a halt on that, and it looked like Cash Patel and others were flying out there. Do you think they have this shooter at this point? They got to be close, right?
My sense is that I don't think they may have him in custody. I think they have identified the shooter. I believe that if he were in custody, and I do believe it's a he, if he were in custody or otherwise neutralized, that would have leaked out. Now, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I could very well be wrong about this, but my sense is they have made major progress. I think, though, that this might even be wrapped up before this calendar day is out. I have some sources that are in the general area out there, and I think it's very, very close to a conclusion. I certainly hope so.
So we know that they found a weapon, a .30-06. They found some, you know, shells that had apparently, you know, I guess CNN refers to them as cultural issues, but things related to trans ideology on them. I mean, he was literally shot in the middle of a question about trans shooters. I don't know if that was just coincidental or if the shooter somehow could hear the audio, because they were probably a couple hundred yards away is what we're hearing on that rooftop. And then there was video that was emerging, as you know, Phil, yesterday, of some movement on that rooftop. But whoever did this probably had to rehearse it a little bit, wouldn't you think?
I would think so, at least in the sense of knowing what the venue was, knowing the layout. You know, it was no secret where he was going to be. And, of course, they set up for these things. You know, sometimes they start setting up days in advance. So it would not be all that difficult for someone who had the mind to do it to pre-position a rifle so that they wouldn't be seen walking in with one. And, you know, I'm not saying that this is some kind of professional hit, but I am saying that this is not someone who's completely unintelligent and at least, you know, knows right from wrong. They knew that they had to sneak their materials and firearms in there, and they knew that they had to try to escape. So they knew that what they were doing was wrong, and they had to be sneaky about it. I do think it was a rifle shot. I recognized it almost immediately
as
a rifle shot. And look, I think it's probably going to wind up being a little less than 200 yards, but we'll have to wait and see. But nevertheless, if the gun that's being shown and reported to be the .30-06 rifle with a scope, that if that is in fact the murder weapon, you know, that's not something that takes a whole hell of a lot of skill necessary. I mean, you know, it's the kind of thing that hunters where I grew up, you know, can make that shot.
Yeah, it's
easy,
not.
Any practice.
What I would say is, it's not an easy shot, but it's not a hard shot. If you have a bipod, and you know, it's one thing if you're in a tree stand, in you know, I'm not the greatest marksman, but I have hit deer at 200 yards. But if you're sitting there and you have a bipod, and you know, you have a clear shot at someone, that's not, it's not that difficult because the scope is so powerful.
I think that it was one shot, and it was from someone who was familiar with firearms, but not necessarily an expert sniper, but just enough to get the job done.
What would you say about the reaction? I mean, there's two different sets of reaction. There's the mourning for Charlie from a lot of people who knew him. I did not have a relationship with him. I did not know him. A lot of friends of mine, Eric Schmidt, our senator from Missouri, knew him very well. He was taking it very hard. So you're getting reaction from three different places, I think, from people who knew him, the conservative community, also from the lefty politicians who are, you know, I think virtue signaling a little. But I mean, some of the stuff that's happening on Blue Sky and TikTok and the celebrations that are taking place. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised, Phil. We see this all the time. But there's a lot of people out there like George Conway. Have you seen some of his tweets? They're not being shy. They're not afraid. Omar's out there talking about how
gleeful.
Yeah, they are gleeful.
Yeah, and, you know, so Stephen Miller posted on X today. This is something that I've been aware of, and I think probably you have too, but he articulated this really well, speaking about this ideology that's been sort of growing over the last several years throughout the United States. And it's this ideology that hates things that we would traditionally consider to be good and things that we would want to aspire to, such as a traditional family, a loving husband and a father and beautiful kids and a successful story based on hard work and merit, which is the Charlie Kirk story, of course. And that lifestyle, that belief, just they hate it, okay? And so they will go so far as to commit acts of violence. And look, we can see it in the rhetoric that comes from the far left. We hear them all the time talking about violence in their rhetoric. We see it from Joe Biden. We see it from Chuck Schumer. We see it from all the top leaders on the political left. But we also see it in the far left lunatic fringe of the Antifa types. And they are very violent. They're very militant. They will not tolerate anyone who believes differently or sees things differently. I don't know how we got here. Honestly, it was one of these things where the frog is boiled slowly, but at some point the frog is nevertheless boiled, and I am scratching my head. I hope we can figure out a way to move back to some type of normalcy. I hope that this growing ideology of hate from the far left, I hope that we can curtail that some way, but I really don't know what the answer is, but Stephen Miller was very articulate and I think very spot on when he made that post on X.
And it's a valid point, and I said something in the monologue this afternoon, because look, this is where, you know, you want to be careful, because there's one dude that's responsible for this, it appears. I don't know, maybe it could run deeper than that, but it is not just the fringe that have been expressing the hateful rhetoric. To your point, you literally have the guy that was president. He might not have been cognitively aware that he was president, but Joe Biden, Kamala, Tim Walz, AOC, Gavin Newsom, Hakeem Jeffries, Wesley Bell, Cory Bush, the list goes on and on. They call us Nazis, bigots, transphobes, gun nuts, religious nuts. I mean, at a certain point, threat to democracy over and over and over again. You know, last July, we got to tamp down the rhetoric. They didn't tamp down any rhetoric. So, and where, as I said earlier, where are the people on the right that are disowning family members because they happen to have different political opinions, right?
It's these violent, well, vile and violent far leftists. Those are the ones who, that's their base. So they can't really completely tamp it down. They can give lip service sometimes to tamping it down, but they don't. They have to keep that part of their base riled up or they would get no votes. And so it's one of these things where, I don't have the answers, but this is almost, and I don't think this is hyperbole to say this is an existential crisis for American society. We are going to have to go in one direction or another, but going in their direction is just not tenable. It's not consistent with our heritage, our history, our identity, who we are as Americans. And we are at a inflection point. And this is like the crescendo, and we're going to have to figure out how to move forward and continue with a a moral society, a rational society, a sane society, and a civilization that, you know, can sort of tolerate different beliefs but still move forward in a positive way. And the far left, the violent far left, is not going to stand for that.
No, I don't think they're going to change their behavior at all. I really don't. Let's hope they get this shooter in custody soon. Phil Holloway, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother. Anytime.
I have some audio that I want to share that I've not shared here yet this afternoon. TMZ took some heat because it appeared as if that there were people in the studio with Harvey Levin that were cheering this on yesterday. I have a little bit of a different thought on that. We'll get to that next and some other stuff. We also have John Ziegler after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.